Amen.
Amen. Well, I thank God for how good He is. I thank God also for the fact that He has blessed me with a wife that is able to articulate it. For me, it's a bit difficult because when I hear that song and I hear about how good He is, then I think, okay, now I have to stop letting the tears want to flow about how good You are and how You sent Your Son to die for me and to pull me out of my sin. And I say, you know, get yourself together, preacher. So that's where we are today. But I'd like for you all, if you will, just let's go to God in prayer. I will not be before you long, and then afterwards we'll go into Scripture and we'll examine a passage of Scripture that Jesus shared with us. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You today for who You are. We thank You, Father God, that You loved us so much that You saw our need and You sent Your Son, Jesus Christ, to die just for us, that He was the personification of Your love and of Your concern that we would get to a place of fellowship with You again. Now today, Father, we as a church come before You, honoring You today on this Father's Day that so many men are honored in this nation and around the world. And we say thank You for taking care of us. Thank You for providing for us. Thank You for being our bridge when we needed a bridge to get back to You. Today, Father, I pray that I decrease and that You, by Your Holy Spirit, increase in me. Help me to deliver Your word the way You gave it to me, so that Your people today will know about Your character and they will understand about Your love for us. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. If you will, turn in your Bibles to Luke 15, 11 through 32. And while you do that, I'll take a sip. Have to remember to do that. Luke 15, 11 through 32. And that scripture says, and he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to the citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? And I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. And the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and he is alive again. He was lost and he is found. And they began to be merry. Now the elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing, And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And they said unto him, Thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry, and would not go in therefore. And came his father out, and entreated him. And he answering him said to his father, Lo, these many years I do serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment. And yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, and thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. Today, I'd like to speak on the topic, we're all just trying to get back home. We are all just trying to get back home. If you look at this text and you read a little bit further up, you will find that Jesus is actually confronted by the Pharisees and the scribes. Pharisees and scribes that are responsible in that day for literally letting you know whether or not you were breaking God's law, whether or not your character was up to par and you were living as God had spoken through Moses that you should live. And they were appalled by the fact that Jesus would actually have the nerve to talk to, and the Bible says to receive, the publicans and the sinners. Can you imagine? You say that you're a Savior, you say that you are the Son of God, and you are accepting people that we in our culture are defining as the lowest of the low, as those who should be walked past, as those who should be looked down upon. You're receiving them. And what Jesus did was address this directly. Don't you love it that we have a Savior that didn't bite his tongue? Tom, isn't that a great thing? That he was a Savior that did not bite his tongue. It is inspiring to us as Christians to be Christians who have the courage to stand up and know that there are some things that we just can't bite our tongue on. There are some areas of gospel and some areas of culture within Christendom and within the kingdom of God that we need to be able to stand up, to have a backbone, and to say, this is what God says, and I agree with what God says. Amen. And so at that time, Jesus spoke to them, and he said, you know, there was a man that had 100 sheep. One of the sheep wandered off. He left the 99 in the wilderness, and he found that lost sheep. And what did he do? He returned back to the place where he had started. He rejoined that sheep to the 99, and he called everyone together and said, let's rejoice, because the sheep was lost. Let's rejoice because the sheep has been joined back to the flock. He said, you know, let me give you another example. There was a woman that had lost a very precious coin in her home. She lit her lamp and she began to sweep and to clean until she found that lost coin. And then she called all of her relatives together, all of her neighbors together, and said, rejoice with me. This coin that was lost, I found it. And she wanted them to rejoice. And so now, Jesus has to give them an even more personal example to help them to understand the source of this love. And he talks to them about this man that had two sons. One of them, the younger of the two, said, Father, give me what is mine. I want what is mine. Now, this was unorthodox in that day because customarily you would wait until your father actually died. And at that point, when he is at the point of death, he would bequeath that to you. The norm and the structure of that day said, wait until your time. Wait until it's time for you to get this. But he didn't go that route. And what is so amazing about the text is that this father said, okay, fine, I'll give it to you now. And not only did he say that, but the scripture says he gave to them what was his. And so if you look at that, and if you break that down, what the father did was take what had been passed down from his father to his father to his father, and he gave it to both of them. It wasn't just the younger son that received from him. It was also the older son. Scripture says that the younger son decided, well, you know, now that I'm rich and I'm receiving something that I never worked for, and my father has decided to do this, maybe I should just get out of town and go spend this money and start using it. Because maybe he, at the time he gave it to me, he wasn't quite thinking the way he may think, let's say, in a week from now. You know, we've had those times where we've made decisions to give our children things, and then after we do it, we say, wait a minute, maybe I should have thought that through a little bit better. But in this case, he literally left town. And the scripture says that he went into a far country and that he spent everything he had in loose living. In other words, he did not have a mind of investing. He did not have a true appreciation for what was given to him. And look at us today. God has given us so many things. He's given us opportunity. He's allowed us from time to have time to have great jobs. He's given us great marriages. But from time to time, we just don't show a level of appreciation. We find ourselves looking at this prodigal son, and we literally looking in the mirror and saying, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. We find ourselves being that prodigal. The lesson today is to remind us that all of us are prodigals. All of us have been given amazing blessings and great things from God. All of us have squandered at one point or another in our lives the opportunities that he's given us, the connections that he's given us, the advancements in our lives that he's given us, and we haven't appreciated it. But guess what hasn't changed? Our Father. Our Father, he hasn't changed. As we look at this lesson and we hear about what happened with this young man, we see, and I guess we can all agree, that he made some bad choices. Show of hands, he made some real bad choices. You know, when you're rich at one point and you're able to spin through it to the point that you have to hire yourself out to take care of swine of all things. Now, let's look at it this way. In the Hebrew culture, there was really no animal that Jews hated more than pigs. Can we agree on that?
Yes, sir.
Pigs was, that's pretty much, that's like us taking care of a flock of a group of skunks and saying, this is my job. Who wants to do that? Who wants to do that? Who wants to take care of something that just by sheer nature of you being around it is going to cause you to smell like that? That's what it was like. And that's where this young man found himself, taking care of swine. And in the midst of that, he suddenly realized, what am I doing? You know, all of us, as we go through our lives and as we look at opportunity and as the Holy Spirit begins to deal with us and we begin to repent and to say, I have not been who I should have been for you. I have not treated people the way I should have treated them. It was a lot due to my ignorance. It was a lot due to my frustration. It was sometimes it was just due to the fact that I was impatient. I haven't been who I should be. It's not just one person. It's all of us in here. We're all in the same boat. We have all fallen short of His glory and His grace. But this sermon today, this sermon is given to let all of us, number one, come to a conclusion and to a unified decision that we're all prodigals, that we all need forgiveness, that we all need redemption, that we all need a second chance, that we all need the ability to say we've been wrong at some point in our lives. And God, we're looking to you for a second chance. Because as you read this scripture, you'll find that when you look to people, people will not always give you a second chance. They will not give you an opportunity to say, I was wrong. They will not give you an opportunity to say, I want to do better. Because you'll look here, and even as Jesus is given this story, the scribes and the Pharisees are present. They're present with their prejudices. They're present with their judgments, not knowing that they are learning about and they're hearing about the love of Almighty God that accepted them just like He accepted the prodigal, that accepted them just like He accepted everyone that was listening that day. And so now that we've all agreed, prodigal made some bad decisions. We're in agreement on that. And we see that Jesus had a response that redirected them back to the love of God. Then we see, number one, how we should let that serve as an example to us. Amen. We should, number one, have the ability to forgive ourselves. Do you know that one of the plans of Satan is to cause us to believe that the love of God, number one, can't forgive us for what we've done, and that, number two, will not allow us to forgive ourselves, will not allow us to walk into redemption, will not allow us to see ourselves in a place where we have walked away from God, where we have walked away from the blessings of his kingdom into a place of rebellion or into a place of pride. Oh, my God, pride is such an evil thing. Because pride will allow us to see that we've walked away from God and will tell us that we're still okay. Pride will let you walk away from God and then let you convince yourself that you're doing better. Can you imagine that? You're doing better when all the while God is saying, come home. I thought about this whole story, and I wanted to put myself in the place of the father in this story. And I imagined if Blake and Austin, all grown up, came to me and said, I want half of what you and Mom have gathered in the last 18 to 20 years. I'm going to tell you right now, I couldn't have been that father because I wouldn't have done it. That's why I know that this scripture is about God. Because your normal father is not going to say, I have worked all these years and I'm just going to allow you, I'm going to give you one portion and give your brother a double portion and then I'm going to do without. It's just not going to happen. And so it shows us the love of God. It shows us, number one, that God is always willing to do more for us than we deserve. Can I get an amen on that? Amen. That God is always willing to give us more than we deserve, to love us more than we deserve, to forgive us more than we deserve. He is that faithful. And so now, as we are looking at this word divided, his living, it's a Greek word called bios. It's B-I-O-S, bios. And what it means is it's your livelihood. It is your living. What the Father did in this lesson is that He literally gave His livelihood to His sons. In essence, what He did was He gave His youngest son one portion, His other son a double portion, and left Himself without. Why would He do that? That was the question that I asked as I was studying. I said, Lord, why would He do that? And God's answer is, why did I send my son? I did it again. Jesus gave a parable to illustrate my love, but I, in example, sent my son to this earth, knowing that he wouldn't be appreciated, knowing that he wouldn't be believed, knowing that he would be crucified, knowing that he would be rejected, because I loved you. He would have come just for me. That's an emotional thing for me, not just as a preacher, not just as a pastor, but just as an individual, to know that he loved me enough to do it just for me. Just for me. And so now, as we are seeing that this son has found himself in this place, in this country, far away from home, far away from his father, he suddenly, the Bible says, comes to himself. He has an aha moment that says, there is a better way. This sermon today is given to let everyone that is here today, regardless of your situation, regardless of what you have done in your life, I want you to understand that there is always, number one, a second chance. There is always a better way. There is a time when you have to look at your situation and where you are, and you have to come to a realization that God will always make things better. If I am willing to humble myself before him, if I am willing to confess that I have done wrong, that I have come short, and go back to the God that created me, he will always make it better. When people will look at me when I'm down and that I don't have anything and that my character is less than it should be, if I humble myself and I go to the God who created me, he will forgive me and he will make things better. And listen to this. If I know that I have done something that God was not pleased with, in spite of a nation of people that feel like that I don't deserve another chance, if I'm striving toward doing the will of God now, in my now, I deserve a second chance. See, even in this nation right now, we are at odds because people will not accept the fact that people can change. They will not accept the fact that people can admit we have been wrong. They will not accept the fact that people will admit we want to be better. We want to change things. We want to do better. We as a people have to take on the character of Jesus Christ. We have to understand that greater love has no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends, but that he gives us this entire chapter to give us the heart of his Father. See, today is Father's Day. So in all respect of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, today we're talking about the Father. We're talking about a father that gave his son for us. And because he gave his son for us, we are duty bound to stand up and to say, yes, I accept that gift. It is on us if we reject it. It is on us if we decide that we want to stay in our own way. It is on us if we decide that we want to stay in that far country and continue to eat the husk of the swine. Or take option two. I'm just going to go back home. I'm going to go back to the place where God found me. And he revealed himself to me. He revealed himself as a loving father. He revealed himself in his son as an amazing, all-powerful savior. And I am going to live in my day-to-day, which is called grace. This sermon is about grace. It's about recognizing our Father for the grace that he has extended to us. Yes. As a child in Cleveland, there was a song that I used to hear. It was put out in 1995 by a group called The Cathedrals. Yes, I did listen to The Cathedrals. And the song says, "Sin will take you farther than you want to go." Hear the words. "As a child, I foolishly turned God away, not knowing the heartbreak a sinner must pay. But God, in his goodness, has let me return to share with his children this lesson I learned. Sin will take you farther than you want to go. Slowly but wholly taking control. Sin will leave you longer than you want to stay. Sin will cost you far more than you want to pay. This lesson that we learned in this chapter is a lesson of hope. It is a lesson that introduces us, and for some, reintroduces us to the love of the Father. Today we honor fathers nationwide. We are honoring them because of our sacrifice. We are being honored today because of the love that we have for our families. We do what we need to do to take care of our families. Whether it is sacrifice on our part, whether it is protection, our job, our God-given right and our job is to stand between our family, our children, and everything else. And that's what we do today. But that's what God does for us. He stands between us and everything else. He stands between us and unforgiveness. He stands between us and judgment. He stands between us and racism. He stands between us and anything that would divide us from him. And so today, it's time to be one with the Father. And in being one with the Father, we find ourselves being one with each other. If you look in this story, I think that it is so amazing that we find that this older brother is not happy when the younger brother returns. The scripture says that the father literally had to go out and to beg him to come in to feast and to rejoice about his brother. And what was so amazing in reading this is that you have to understand he had an inheritance the whole time. He's blaming the father. Can you imagine that, Tom? He's saying, you never killed a fatted calf for me. And I know the father's like, well, they ain't my calves no more. They're your calves. I gave your brother an inheritance and I gave you an inheritance. Now, if you didn't have enough sense to go out and kill what was yours and celebrate, that's not on me. And they were brothers. It is an example within scripture that lets us know, regardless of whether or not we are lost and trying to find our way back, or if we are saved and we are named in the name of Jesus Christ, we're still brothers with the lost. We're all the same. We are all the same. And because of that, we all have a responsibility to honor our Father today. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you today for the word. I thank you, Father, for loving me so much that you gave me the ability to share it with your people in the way that you shared it with me. Now today, Father, bless your people. Bless hearts and minds. Lord, encourage those that need encouragement, that need to be reminded of how much you love them, how much you care for them, how your mind is always on them, just like the Father in Scripture that was literally always looking for the Son to return. Father, today, bless your people. Encourage us and help us to feel your love so that we will have the courage to accept it and to walk back to you where we belong. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Ms. Kay, if you will play, this is our invitation. This is a time for us as believers to meet God at the altar if we need to. It's a time for us to literally lay burdens down that maybe we've carried for a long time. We've carried burdens for a long time. You know, guilt is one of the biggest burdens that we can carry. But the altar is there so that we can lay it down. The scripture says that the Son received a robe. He received shoes. He received a ring. Basically, what the Father said is, you don't look like my Son, but I'm going to restore you to the way that you should look. I'm going to take off this old
clothes and these things that you've been used to, and I'm going to restore you to where you should be. As we hear today a song, let's all bow our heads and let's go to God in our own personal way. If you need to come to the altar, by all means, please come. It's open. It's not a time to be judged. It's a time for you to meet the God that loves you, that sent His Son. And if you don't know Him, if you don't know about His Son, Jesus Christ, and if you want to learn about Him, I'll be more than happy today to pray with you, to tell you about this amazing Savior that we have, and to walk you into a prayer that will give you a greater realization of His love. Let's just pray silently for a moment.